Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcoming KACT 1360 AM out of Andrews, Texas. Thank you very much, Daryl Reed. I do appreciate you returning to the fold. They were gone for a little bit. The number to get in, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. It is time to embark upon the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns, with the editor of The Truth About Guns, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. If only we had anything to talk about.
I know. It was quite dull, wasn't it, Lolly? I had the vapors over the weekend because of so little to do.
I know. There's nothing to occupy my mind or keep us busy or really much to write about Just sort of picking my feet in Poughkeepsie, at least.
Well, let's talk about this thing. Your guy John wrote about this. I saw the video of this, where you got a Humvee coming down the road. I guess those are surplus now because the military doesn't really use them anymore. So I guess they gave them to the police. Humvee, and then you've got a bunch of guys on foot, and they're yelling at some people to get back in the house. And for some reason, the person that's filming this is not getting back in the house, and then somebody says light them up, and they start peppering them with pepper balls.
Yeah, that was apparently in Minneapolis, in what appeared to be, from the video, a very quiet residential neighborhood. These people were on their own front porch, sitting there, and said, "Hey, look, here comes a Humvee with a bunch of cops in riot gear marching behind them down the street." So they just sort of sat there and watched. And when they got in front of the house, they barked orders at them to get inside. I don't think those people moved at all because they figured, well, why should I? I'm sitting here on my own front porch. I'm not bothering anything. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here watching the world go by, including these cops. And when they didn't move fast enough, you're right, they opened up with paintball guns filled with capsaicin tablets, basically pepper balls, and shot these people. The Minneapolis Police Department has enough PR problems right now all on its own. They don't need to create new ones. And they certainly don't need to be, you wouldn't think, would need to be patrolling quiet residential streets.
Do you know what this reminded me of when I saw the video?
What's that?
Do you remember what they were doing in Boston during the Boston Marathon bombing, where they were trying to track down the two brothers? How they were going into houses and just basically rousing the whole house?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, with no warrants, no nothing. They just kind of ran through the place. This happened Saturday night. It was still light out. It looked like it was about dusk, roughly, from the lighting in the video. And so there's plenty going on in plenty of parts of that city Saturday night that required cops and a Humvee. But these cops weren't anywhere near that. And why they felt it necessary to make sure that nobody was out front on their own front porch, I'm not too sure.
You know what this is going to lead to? And I know there's certain states that have this already, but this is going to lead to you being able to claim self-defense against the cop. Because there's no call for that.
Well, there's going to be calls for that. There's already calls for the end of qualified immunity, which basically protects a cop from being sued for anything he does on the job, virtually anything, not exactly, but in almost every case. I'm very pro-police. I do not want a society without policemen. But some policemen, and particularly in some cities, have some serious problems. And the cities, the departments, the unions are always very reluctant to do anything about problem cops until they become a real problem. And somebody gets hurt or killed, and then it ends up costing taxpayers millions of dollars.
I think there has to be a parameter on qualified immunity, and both the police departments and the unions could use that as a an excuse for not backing up the officer. I know why they back up the officer, but at the same time, there's, you know, a lot of police talk about, well, the community doesn't talk to us. Well, they sort of do the same thing in some cases. Not all of them. Some of them do. No, and I think they need to get out there, and each there needs to be a description of department policy, and it needs to cover all things. And if they step outside department policy, like if you have a bunch of things you can do after a suspect is cuffed, if you do any one of those things that is not in that policy, if you do something that's not covered by that, I think you lose qualified immunity.
I think that's a great starting point for discussion. I'm sure nowhere in the Minneapolis duty manual for police officers does it say you're allowed to put your knee on the neck of a cuffed prone individual. I'm guessing that the rules of engagement Saturday night did not include marching down residential streets and shooting at anybody you see who refuses to immediately go inside their home. Police officers who violate rules of engagement, who violate standard safety practices, standard arrest procedures, basically any SOP, should risk losing qualified immunity and any protections he gets from that and from his FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, local.
One thing I think that any of these places should do, if you're going to have cops doing that, then somebody needs to make an announcement. We will be coming through this area, and you need to be in your homes. And if you're not in your homes, then we may fire upon you with pepper balls. Then walk down the middle of the street. And if somebody, you know, if you put that out, you know, you've got the emergency broadcast system, put it out some way if you're going to have a state of emergency. And then if they don't do it, then, okay, you warned them. But getting out there, and if you're just standing out on the porch going, you know, I've been locked in here for 3 months, and I'd sort of like to get a little fresh air if you don't mind. By the way, I'm not Antifa.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not Antifa. You know, I'm out here, and I just want to look at my concrete as it ages. Whatever the reason is, you're in your home. And I take it Minneapolis must not be a castle doctrine state. I don't know.
Yeah, that I don't.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some cities with some serious problems with their police force. Minneapolis and Louisville being two of them. We can discuss Louisville here shortly too. Because
yes, let's discuss Louisville when we get back. We're going to discuss Louisville when we get back. For all of the latest news concerning the riots right now, the best source that I have found as far as for gun owners today is The Truth About Guns. They have updated so many times. They're not letting stuff sit. I don't know how many articles you printed today, but it seems like a bunch. I mean, what was on the front page earlier today, none of that's there. So check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. They're going to find all kinds of writers there and all kinds of topics. That's where we get it from. When we get back, what did happen in Louisville? This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. like to welcome back KACT 1360 AM out of Andrews, Texas. Thank you, Mr. Reed. The number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Let's talk about Louisville. I find it interesting because some of these places, I wonder if we would see this kind of protest happening at the NRA annual convention, because we had one of those, what, in 2017, 2016?
Yeah, about that. It was in Louisville. Shannon Watts was, of course, there. But other than that, not a big deal. Yeah, exactly. Other than that, not a big deal. I don't know what would happen if there was if we didn't have the coronavirus and the NRA convention was in that city now. I have a feeling that the anti-gun people would rally the people who were upset by the local police force. Could be quite a scene. But who knows? That's nothing like that's going to happen anytime soon, certainly. But lots has been going on there because, as your readers may know, people long before the current Antifa-fueled riots happened, the local community in Louisville was upset because of the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. She was shot back in and killed by police back in March in her home during a plainclothes no-knock raid, which apparently was at the wrong address. She was shot to death. Her boyfriend shot one of the police officers, who he didn't know was a police officer because he didn't look like one, and who just burst into their home at 1 a.m., shot one of them in the leg and was facing attempted murder charges, which were ultimately dropped. So when the current situation in Minneapolis started to inflame and go nationwide, Louisville took off faster than most other cities because they were already angry at what their local police force had done. They had, on the first nights of the protests, I guess it was maybe Wednesday or Thursday night, seven people were shot in that protest, some argument among the protesters. And then yesterday, police and National Guard troops were forming up in a grocery store parking lot, and somebody took a shot at them, and they returned fire killed the man.
Yeah, that's proper.
Excuse me?
I think that's proper procedure.
That is proper procedure. However, Turns out that in all likelihood, they didn't get the man who took the shot. Instead, they shot and killed the local barbecue restaurant owner, who was much beloved. Apparently in the community.
Was he in the group?
His barbecue restaurant was located right across the street from the grocery store parking lot where the group was forming up, the police and the guard. So I think he just happened to be there, and there was a lot going on in that intersection, and somebody took a shot from that general area. It was probably a stray round that got him. I don't know that yet. That's what I'm reading. Worse, however, is the fact that none of the police officers who were there at the time, and there were apparently a lot of them, had their body cameras on. So there's no evidence of what happened other than possibly people who may have had their cameras on, phone cameras on at the time. So today, when the Louisville mayor found that out, the Louisville police basically refused to use their body cameras during a riot. He fired the police chief. Remember, this came after the Friday night incident during which another Louisville officer took dead aim at a broadcasting news crew with his pepper ball gun and shot them repeatedly while on air. Louisville Police Department seems to be an absolute dumpster fire. the police chief, because of the whole blowback of the Breonna Taylor situation, had announced that he would retire at the end of June after the body cam situation came to light today. The mayor decided he's not going to wait any longer, and he can't.
Here's the thing about this. This is what strikes me. It seems like these guys with the non-lethals, they seem a little trigger happy.
Well, sure, because they figured, look, I'm not, what's the worst that's going to happen? You know, somebody's eyes are going to burn and they're going to be in some pain.
That's with the pepper balls, rubber bullets. Depending if you hit somebody in the head with a rubber bullet.
Yeah, rubber bullets are a whole other story. You can't kill somebody with it. That's where the reason they call them less lethal, not non-lethal.
Right.
Hit somebody in the right spot. Hit them in the eye. Hit them in the head. You could definitely kill somebody with a rubber bullet.
I'm not a big fan of less than lethal, for the very reason that these people get sort of a false sense of security by using it, and then they get really careless with it, and then they start shooting it at journalists. It's very evident that a lot of police are not exactly infantry types, are they?
No, you know, I'm not familiar at all with the training that police officers get. I'm sure it tends to vary widely from city to city, depending on the size of the city and all that. They don't seem to be nearly as disciplined. Again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm criticizing all cops. Most cops are hardworking, good people, and God knows they've taken a huge amount of abuse over the last four or five days, and they're out there in the worst condition, trying to keep the peace, given whatever limitations are being put under.
Yeah, we're coming up on the next break. All I was going to say was that I know it's a thankless job. I get that, except that it's a thankless job where sometimes what's happening right now is part of the job description. I don't know what the answer to this is. I will point out a couple of things when we get back. But one thing I'll point out right now is that thetruthaboutguns.com is they are updating right now as we speak. And when we get back, we're going to talk about these black Americans who are defending their property and the property of their neighbors. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is sending federal riot teams to Washington, D.C. and Miami to give local law enforcement agencies some help in handling the violent George Floyd riots that are taking place. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls this a time of great pain and unrest in America.
Americans from coast to coast have been grieved and horrified by the killings of three African-American citizens, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, Breonna Taylor in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, and George Floyd in Minneapolis. In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, "I can't breathe," and then goes silent.
You're listening to USA Radio News. University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. One of those arrested at a George Floyd protest over the weekend is the daughter of that city's mayor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's 25-year-old daughter is one of the hundreds of protesters arrested over the weekend in the Big Apple. Ciara de Blasio was reportedly with a group of protesters who were blocking traffic on Saturday night on Broadway, arrested after reportedly refusing to move. The area was a weekend hotspot for protesters throwing bottles and fighting with officers. Reports are she never told police that she's the mayor's daughter.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You wrote an article where talking about black gun owners. And see, this is one thing. I don't know where all the... This is in St. Paul. That went viral because they're standing there with a Chris and an AR-15 just guarding stuff. Not surprising.
No, if you own a business, you want to protect it, just like anybody else. I'm sure these people who are out in front of their businesses and work their butts off probably sunk everything they own into right. building their businesses and would be devastated if anything happened to them. So just like the rooftop Koreans, just like the people in the bakery in front of in Cleveland last night, they're standing out in front of their store with what looks like an AR-15 and an AR pistol, making sure that nothing happened to their business because the rioters, Antifa and otherwise, and looters, didn't discriminate at all among the businesses. It didn't matter if they were minority-owned businesses, if they were national chains owned by stockholders, you know, in public corporations. Didn't matter. If they came upon it, they trashed it, burned it, looted it. And these people didn't want to see that happen to their businesses and were willing to protect it with force of arms.
Now, further on down the page, you talk about the various places that were defending their property with guns, their businesses with guns. One guy decided to get out there with what they would term in the Grand Theft Auto They would refer to it as a melee weapon. He had a machete. And that didn't exactly work the way it does with Grand Theft Auto, did it?
No.
I think that was in Dallas.
Didn't. Yeah, he was in Dallas. I don't know if it was a machete or a sword. With some sort of blade or pointed object.
Right.
He went out and took on a bunch of rioters and was beaten just brutally. And I hear that he has survived and has recovered remarkably from that. I don't know how, because the video was awfully graphic, and he had a good half dozen people beating him, kicking him, hitting him with skateboards, and it was really ugly. And it just goes to show, you know, people are always asking, you know, why does anybody need an AR-15? Who, you know, we can't have these quote unquote weapons of war on our streets. Tell that to the shop owners who are standing outside with exactly those firearms, successfully protecting their businesses and keeping rioters and looters away. Tell it to this man who, I'm sure if you asked him right now, certainly wishes that's exactly what he had at his disposal.
He got the mud beat out of him. I mean,
he really did.
He looked dead. That's when you told me he had survived and had put out some sort of video, I was like, dude's tough, but he, I mean, it's almost to the point now, some upper teenager comes rolling up on me with a skateboard, I'm going to be watching him. I see the skateboard has become a weapon all of a sudden.
Yeah, I've seen that used a fair amount in the videos I've seen over the last 4 days. I never even thought of using one that way. Didn't know that people did that, but I guess it makes sense. It's basically just a board, a rigid board, and you can use that to smash a window or crack a skull.
Or, you know, turn a 360.
Or that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can Tony Hawk your way in there and Tony Hawk your way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that beating was bad. That beating was bad. I also saw a video clip on the website where a store owner drives up and gets out of his vehicle. He does sort of a Mad Max sort of parking job and gets out of his vehicle with a shotgun and he fires it. I don't know where he was shooting.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, exactly. He's in an SUV, pulled up, drove over the curb, over the grass, onto an adjacent store's parking lot, got out of his car, grabbed a shotgun, and then walked toward his business, which was next door, which appeared to have a bunch of people around it. I don't know if they were breaking windows. They were clearly trying to break into his business. And he let loose with a couple of blasts from the shotgun, and they scattered really quickly, and that's where the video ended. I don't know how that ended up. I don't even know where that store was, but it was pretty spectacular.
Well, the one thing that I take from this is they did scatter in the face of a gun. I've seen various guys... I've seen the thing in Seattle where the guy came up on the kid that had found the AR-15. That intimidates the snowflakes, doesn't it? The snowflakes can't handle somebody rolling up on them all kinds of, you know, Rambo style. They can't get somebody coming up on them tactical. They're, like, weirded out by that.
Yeah, these pasty-faced Antifa types are very tough when they're masked and in groups and can swarm on their victims in buildings. But when they face armed resistance, it's a whole other story. This was a kid in Seattle who had broken into a trashed police SUV that had an AR-15 in it, and he pulled it out and he was looking at it, holding it. The muzzle was still down, but he didn't look like he knew quite what to do with it. But a news crew had a paid security guard with them, who clearly knew what he was doing, and when he saw what was happening, he ran up, he pulled what looked like a Glock, pointed it right in the guy's face and said, "Give me that gun." Guy did immediately. One of his fellow Antifa types grabbed him and pulled him away, and the security guard cleared the gun. And apparently
I read an account from the news crew who was there. There was another gun inside that car as well. He retrieved that and turned both guns over to police.
Now the question becomes, in the event, and I've often wondered about this, because in a lot of these places, gun carry, open carry, any of that other stuff is highly regulated or highly dissuaded or something. And I don't, like, for example, I don't know how in Seattle, if they allow that kind of thing, that kind of brandishing of weapons. Around here, right, if somebody rolls up on me and is trying to mug me and I pull the gun up on them, I just committed a felony and I need to call the cops just to make sure that he doesn't turn around and call the cops first and say that I pulled a gun on him.
Correct. Yeah.
And, you know, like with this guy, with this little operator that got up there on that kid, I don't think he was concerned with anybody calling anybody and saying, hey, you know, I just brandished a weapon at a kid because he was about to steal a gun.
No, and I wouldn't think that he faces any real legal jeopardy here. God knows what that kid would have done.
He would have figured it out. He would have watched a YouTube video.
And AR-15 is not that complicated.
No.
You know,
no.
If you know nothing, you know to pull the trigger, and you could probably look at it for 15 seconds and find
the safety. Just got to figure out the charging handle. Just got to figure out the charging handle and the safety. We're coming up on the next break. You can find what Dan does on a regular basis at thetruthaboutguns.com. All of this stuff that we're talking about right now is on the front page, but there are so many layers behind that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I like this one. I don't know if you checked this, but it's by Hank the Gun Dealer. You bought your first gun, now what?
Yeah, there's a... Well, it's interesting. The NSSF released the results of a survey that they've done amongst gun retailers. And over the first 4 months of the year, or 4.5 months roughly, we have 2.5 million new gun owners in this country. 2.5 million first-time gun owners. While they were selling guns hand over fist at a record pace, they estimated that 40% of the people who were buying those guns were first-timers. And of those first-timers, 40% were women. So we have a whole new cohort of people buying guns. And that was all before the current riots broke out. Gun stocks zoomed on the market today. It was, as you can imagine, people are, I'm sure, flocking back to gun stores, people who probably rationalized not buying one before during the at the start of the pandemic and that national emergency. Said, "Oh, we'll be okay. I won't need guns." Now they're seeing nationwide rioting and violence. And I've talked to a few gun store owners, and people are rushing back. Smith and Wesson stock jumped 28% today. Axon, the maker of tasers, jumped 21. Ruger was up 12.5%. People are going to be buying lots and lots of guns.
See, and this is the thing about this. I think this sort of wrecks the whole narrative they've built very carefully. I mean, can you imagine Gabrielle Giffords, what she must be going through right now, crying and all the stuff? Shannon Watts, she has blinking somewhere. I mean, it's... Actually, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, we wrote exactly that today. You know, this is all a horrific, horrible situation. You know, the worst kind of thing we've seen in this country since skipping 9/11, the worst kind of violence we've seen since 1968. But if there's one slim bit of a silver lining in this, it's that people like
Chris Brown and Shannon Watts and John Feinblatt and the guy who runs Giffords, his name escapes me right now, their jobs just got much, much, much harder. Good luck convincing middle-of-the-road Americans right now that guns are a bad idea and they don't need the ability to defend themselves, their family, their homes, in the face of these black-clad Antifa types.
Yeah, Antifa, we didn't really talk too much about Antifa. Let's do that real quick instead of talking about guns that don't. We'll definitely cover that one day because that is a question that's going to keep answering itself. I think this definitely is going to. Do you think this cements Trump's hold now?
You know, I have a really hard time prognosticating what's going to happen this fall. 75 days ago, we had a peaceful country with the best economy in, 50 years?
Yep.
Record low unemployment among every cohort, among blacks, among Hispanics, among whites. We basically had zero unemployment, or basically full employment statistically in this country, and all groups' incomes had risen significantly. Now, with the combination of the pandemic and these national civil unrest, the picture has changed radically. And how this is going to play out in November, it's hard for me to tell. I'm sure some people are going to try to blame some of this on Trump. That's because they blame, if a deer gets hit on a road in Alabama in the middle of the night, that's blamed on Trump too. Joe Biden campaign announced that they are donating money to bail rioters out of jail in Minneapolis. That's not going to play too well among a lot of people, among law and order types. Biden just can't seem to get out of his own way. There's, as we've seen over the past 3+ years, there's plenty of forces arrayed against Trump as well. So I couldn't begin to handicap what's going to happen in November at this point.
Well, I mean,
that seems like years from now.
If you look at this, and I don't, I saw something yesterday where all of the mayors in charge of these cities where we've got big rioting are Democrats, except for one in Fontana, California.
Fontana? Did something happen in Fontana? Not familiar with that town.
Apparently, maybe that's a suburb or something, but whatever. They have a mayor who's a Republican in Fontana, California. And most of the other unrest that's going on. Where has Nancy Pelosi been on this? Haven't heard a word from her. Where has Schumer been on this? Haven't heard a word. Biden only just came out of the old folks' home to make something out there saying, I think the violence should end. Now, where's my applesauce? And then he vanished again. And, Trump's out there. Trump's getting ready to. Trump just did something really masterful with social media. I can't wait to see that one work its way out. And, he's going to do so. I'm waiting to see what he does. Well, first of all, declaring Antifa as a terrorist organization, I don't know exactly what that does. I may have said this earlier to you, but if Al-Qaeda's out in front and I know it's Al-Qaeda, I don't know if I have to sit back here and wait for, some sort of clear and present thing to notice to get out there and not engage them.
No,
I'm sort of an enemy. That makes them enemy combatants of the country.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of information, evidence they can get or gather against some of these people. If it can be proved that they conspired to do what they're doing right now, I would think that would be at least conspiracy. Again, I'm not an attorney. I don't know how. I certainly had my doubts about the quality and the motives of the FBI, given what's been going on over the last 3, 6, 9, 12 years. So I don't know how well they've got their eyes on what Antifa does and is doing. But if there's ever a time to crack down on people that have nothing but ill intent in this country and are now demonstrating that every night for America right on television, this is the time to do something about them.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting. This would be one of those moments where I would think maybe he could clear out some of the swamp, too. I think he's eyeballing Ray right now over at the FBI, and I guess we'll see what the FBI does with this particular thing, because this should be, I would think if they declare them as outlawed as Antifa, that the FBI has to get involved with that one, wouldn't you?
I would expect so.
Yeah, so we'll see how this plays. I'm just waiting to see what, you know. He's been out there making a lot of noise again. He does that every time. And then he goes silent for a minute, like, when do I spring this on him? And, you know, I'm just waiting to see what the choices are, this kind of stuff all the time, or we try to get the country back and put a stop to this once and for all. This is, the pandemic didn't work, Dan, so maybe we can have a few rides and make it work. But we're about to run out of time. You can find Dan's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. As usual, boss, thank you very much. I need to get a picture of you, because I'm always putting up the truth about guns, and, you know, I've heard that, you know, in Austin, Texas, people think you're quite the looker, so I need a Dan Zimmerman picture, but I will talk to you soon.
Very good. Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.